Can you hear me breathing?
Good morning. Good eve.
Good day.
You're listening to Something Weird. I'm Anna, and this is Brooke.
Hello! Here you'll find semi-regular dialogue on all things paranormal, or even just a little bit weird. We're lifelong friends who have an affinity for the strange since we met. Now we're here to explore these phenomena with you.
Each week, one of us will dig into a paranormal tale as we ponder the question, do we want to believe? I'm going to start us off this week.
All right.
Brooke, I know you like dolls, right?
Gross. No.
Did you ever? Was that ever a thing for you? Did you play with dolls?
I was more into like horse figurines than I was dolls. I think I had one Barbie that was like a special birthday one that had this really great dress. Not a big doll person. No, wait, I'm lying. I had an American Girl doll, Molly, and she was awesome.
So you were a doll person.
No, American Girl dolls are different. It's not like Barbies and Bratz. They were classy and had a story and history.
I don't know if I ever told you I entered an American Girl doll diary contest and pretended that I was a character from the Great Depression.
What?
I did not win.
Oh.
My storytelling abilities have clearly not taken me anywhere big. So
that's okay.
Anyway, it was a great.
I'm pretty sure they had a girl from the Great Depression, so maybe that was why.
No, they came up with her after and stole my idea.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so you weren't a huge doll person.
No, except for Molly.
Okay. Got it. What about haunted dolls? What do we know about those fools?
No, all I know, actually, I was just watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians today. There was a commercial for that Annabelle, and it, no.
Just, didn't that come out a billion years ago?
They're on their third one. They're still making them.
Okay, well, clearly the haunted dolls are a cash cow.
Apparently. They keep making them. But no, I don't know anything about haunted dolls, except for what I've seen in the first Annabelle movie.
Okay, so you have seen Annabelle. Chucky?
I was probably very young.
Well, today we're going to discover a lesser-known character in the world of haunted dolls.
Ooh.
Meet Robert the Doll.
His name is Robert? That's the most, like, chill doll name I've ever heard.
You say Robert. That now.
Okay. I'm not very intimidated by Robert.
Robert, quit screwing around.
Rob, come on. Robbie.
He's just wearing, like, board shorts and smoking a doob.
That's pretty much what I imagine.
Well, he wasn't. This was back in 1906. So instead of board shorts, he was wearing a sailor outfit. So there you
Cute.
Go.
Okay.
So 1906, little four-year-old Robert Eugene Otto was given this doll. And there are two different theories of how this doll came about. One is very creepy and awful. Their family had slaves. And so The Bahamian servant, who was mistreated at their home, placed a voodoo curse on the doll for the revenge that she was seeking on the family.
Rightfully so.
Or he was given the doll by his grandpa. So you choose.
Oh, okay. And we don't know which one?
It's like a goosebump story. Go to page 6 for the Bahamian servant maid. Go to page 102 for grandpa. The end. So over 100 years ago, this was a good long time ago, the doll was manufactured at the Steiff Company, which, fun fact for you, anyone else who cares about presidents, the Steiff Company created the first teddy bear for Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, Teddy. Cool. Yeah. All right. I'm interested.
The thing, though, with this doll, it actually was never intended to be a toy, and it was actually a mannequin meant for a window display.
So this must have been pretty large.
3 feet tall.
Oh, did you say that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You said that a little demeaning, but that's all right.
Like schooling you for once.
Okay, so he's pretty big, not just like American Girl doll size.
No, I mean, this is a 3-foot tall doll mannequin with a 4-year-old boy. So it's basically the size of him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Rob's profile. He's made of cloth, like a wool blend, scratchy, not great looking. He had button eyes, and his face was initially painted like a joker or a jester.
Oh, he sounds awful.
Yeah. Whether it was the maid or the grandpa, someone's got some weird things going on.
Yeah.
He was also dressed in jeans clothes, because why not? Which, again, was a sailor outfit that Jean's parents had bought him. So it first started off as normally as any child can, playing with the doll, but then it got really weird. From the start, the fact that Jean decided to call the doll Robert after himself, that's just a little bit strange.
That is weird. Usually you want a friend out of your doll.
Yeah.
Not yourself.
I remember when I was young, I hated my name. I didn't want to be Anna. I wanted something cool like Princess Leia. Anything but my own name. And so this guy is clearly not that creative, one. Or maybe the doll had different plans. Jean's parents would hear him speaking, actually conversing with Robert. One voice would speak, another would reply, and initially the parents thought it was just him speaking back and forth to himself.
Right.
Eventually began to question that when it would go on for so long, and the voices were the same each time.
Like, Robert's voice was the same each time he was talking with him?
Jean and Robert.
Right.
Robert being Jean. See? It's wild. This is why you don't name yourself.
It's making it more complicated than it needs to be. My question is, did the voices... Okay, so Jean, the child, is talking to Robert, the doll. Did their voice sound the same? Or did Robert, the doll, continue to sound the same through the conversations that the parents were overhearing?
Robert sounded the same through the conversations they were hearing.
So that's when they start to get freaked out.
It's pretty tough to keep coming up with the same accent or voice or even make-believe character, I would think. Maybe not.
Yeah. He's 4 years old. He shouldn't be able to do that.
He has, like, perfect dialect.
I mean, maybe.
Doll dialect. Aside from that, Robert was by Jean's side all the time. All the time. You know how kids sometimes attach to something.
Mm-hmm.
I had my Mimi. It was a cloth diaper.
Sick.
It was washed, obviously, but it was so soft.
And you named it Mimi?
Oh, geez. It's like, me. Me.
Yeah.
I mean,
Anna, you did name it after yourself. You were just too stupid to realize what your name was.
I didn't even know my name.
It's me. It's me.
Dang it. All right. Well, take it all back.
Mystery solved. Okay.
Kid's a narcissistic weirdo who's going to have a lot of problems later in life.
Yeah. Lots of stuff to look forward to.
Okay. Well, anyway, he would keep him around all the time. He had a chair at the dinner table, which is... Who are these parents?
Right? That's what I'm thinking. What are you doing? Also, the logistics of carrying around a 3-foot-tall cloth doll everywhere. Like, who's... No. Who's actually doing
it? I didn't even think about that.
I mean, it's one thing if you're slopping around a freaking cloth diaper, but another thing... If you have a 3-foot-tall doll.
Yeah. So okay. He either didn't get out much, which likely, or his parents would make it a possibility. Well, along with their weird relationship, boy and doll, sometimes things would break or something bad would happen. And Jean would turn to say to his parents when he ultimately got in trouble, Robert did it. He would have these fits. Well, which actually doesn't sound that out of the ordinary because he's 4 years old and we keep coming back to this, but that doesn't sound like anything paranormal when you've met a 4-year-old.
Yeah, it just sounds like a little shit.
Or just a 4-year-old.
Or that, either way.
His parents would say that they would find him at night after having one of these fits, and sometimes furniture would be upturned and his toys ripped apart limb from limb. And they just noticed these strange things happening over and over. And every time it was Robert did it. So Gene was not, he was not coughing up. And they noticed that these things were continuing to happen even as Gene got older. So it wasn't, it didn't stop at 4 or 5 or 6 or 7.
He's 7 years old and still hanging out with Robert?
Oh, just you wait.
Oh, goodness.
Other people report strange incidents around Robert, too. A plumber said he heard children's laughter in their house, even though Gene wasn't home at the time, and noticed the doll had moved from one side of the room to the other.
Gross.
Neighbors would say they'd see Robert moving from window to window when walking by, and would sometimes even avoid walking by the house due to the creepy feeling they'd get when Robert was watching them.
Okay, why is it the MO of any creepy doll is that it moves from one place to the other? I feel like literally any story ever told about a creepy doll, like when shit first starts getting a little spooky, it's like, oh, that doll's on that side of the room, but I left it on this side of the room.
What are they gonna start, like, you just want them to bust out full force with a knife and, like, dancing for you?
Of course not, though. Like, why does it have to be this, like, epic lead up to them being evil? Oh, I'm just gonna mess with them and move from one side to the other. No,
because it clearly works. People are terrified.
All right, whatever.
What would you
do? Lame.
What would you do if something in your room, I don't know what you have in your room right now, it could be anything. If you put your phone, your hairbrush, your plate down anywhere, and it was across the room?
Yes, I would be troubled. But, like, if there is some evil spirit or evil doll trying to get to me, let's just do it. Or find a different move. Every story like this begins with moving from one side of the room to the other.
I hope you wake up in the middle of the night and have a doll, like, crawling up your
leg.
No! You're like, well, you asked for it. She literally asked for it.
Damn it. Oh, God. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Great. Thanks.
Ooh, sorry. Eventually, Jean grew up and apparently was able to leave Robert. There's a huge gap in time here. So he went off to Paris to become an artist and eventually got married.
Classic.
Normal enough. And she didn't know about how weird this was, I can only assume. And you would think Jean would want to be done with the doll at this point, right? You're an artist.
You're a grown man.
You've gone to Paris. You have a wife.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. When they moved back to the house, which they called the artist house, which makes me wonder, was he? Because if you're calling your house the artist house.
Yeah, that's questionable.
He created a room specifically for Robert on the top floor of the house.
No.
Making sure it had everything it needed so it didn't, quote, unquote, feel lonely or neglected. Jean even set Robert up in a little chair to look outside. Okay. And then Jean died. He just died at a ripe old age. It wasn't immediate. He didn't set him up and wasn't like, boom, you're dead. Clearly had some sort of feeling towards this doll.
Well, yeah. What's his wife doing?
Who knows? Can you imagine if Zach came home after your honeymoon and was like, hey, honey, I've got something to show you. It's this really, really important time in my life. Not that he sounds this way, but it's what I imagine Jean sounding like. I was going to be like, I hate her.
Hey, babe, come to the basement. I made a special room.
Like, what?
Sorry, Zach. No, I wouldn't. There would be a lot of questions and a lot of concern happening.
A lot. And then a new owner of the house, Myrtle Reuter. Nice. Adopted Robert.
What?
And her guests didn't like Robert. They would also say they'd see his expression changing. And there are reports that her daughter experienced scary scenarios. She said she was woken up by Robert sitting on her face. What?
Robert.
I know.
Chill.
Well, when you're only 3 feet tall, there's only so much you can do.
Yikes! Who? Okay.
This daughter isn't mentioned in every story that I read or each account, so who knows? Maybe she was a small player.
I'm just not gonna say anything about this part of the story.
So then eventually he was given to East Martello Museum, where he lives today.
He was given to a museum?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Who cares? Who wants this doll? Is it because
apparently hundreds and hundreds of people visit this museum for Robert every year.
Wait, we can go see him?
Yes.
Oh.
So the museum staff say they'll find him in different positions within the case when they open up the museum the next day.
Uh-huh.
They'll report hearing footsteps around the museum at night, changes in his expression, and museum cats avoid him, which I'll go there for the museum cats.
Sure.
Museum cats.
What kind of museum are they keeping here that cats are just roaming around?
And this is in the Key West, so.
Yeah. Okay.
So visitors claim that their cameras malfunction in his presence and photos of him turn out blurry or darkened, if at all. Sometimes they'll just completely turn off and break. And museum guests are told to approach them humbly and politely and to ask permission to take a photo with or of him. So you've got people walking up to this case as polite as shit to this dog. I mean, this doll. Apparently, though, not everyone heeded those instructions because there are over 1,000 letters and emails asking Robert for forgiveness for their behavior at the museum. Because they say they had terrible accidents or bad luck after visiting him and not heeding those instructions.
Wow. Clearly,
Bob has an effect on people. And even on TripAdvisor, there are comments from people who have watched videos of him on YouTube and ask for his forgiveness. Check these ones out. So this is from August 2018. The subject is Sorry. It's a review of East Martello Museum. Sorry for watching your video on YouTube. Apologies. Really sorry for it. Apologies, apologies, apologies. I did not go to the museum, but I watched a video that was not permitted by Robert. Another from March 2018 to Robert. I am so sorry for watching that video. I did not really know what watching it on other people's YouTube would mess with me. I'm really sorry.
This sounds like The Ring.
Yeah.
So creepy.
Subject. Please spare me. I'm so sorry for watching the video that people, including me, don't have the permission to watch. Please be merciful and spare me, Robert. I wasn't aware the video was posted without your permission. Again, please, please spare me.
I'm sorry, but how are they supposed to get permission from him if he's a doll?
You're supposed to ask him.
I know, but you ask him and how do you get permission? The wink?
He's just, you're doing it, and if your camera doesn't break, if you don't, you know, get a brain aneurysm in that moment, it's allowed.
Okay.
Another review, talk to Robert, is the subject line. This was September 2018. Saw Robert the doll again. As my friend and I were standing at Robert's case, my friend talked with him. I stood there looking at Robert, and I said nothing. Suddenly, my arm started burning. I looked at it. My arm had a welt on it. A burning, itching welt. Fast forward 2 days later, the welt looked like someone pinched or bit my arm.
Oh, no.
I'm going to show you this picture because it actually does look like a bite mark or something.
This is from the same person that had the welt?
Yeah.
Ew. Let me see that. Ugh. Could be a couple mosquito bites.
Yeah. A spider bite.
Spider bite. Gross, though. Pretty whatever gross. It is.
We'll end on this story from a Victoria's Secret from 4 years ago. This was shared among tons of other stories on Reddit. I'm from Key West, grew up there, and enlisted in the Army after almost 23 years on my little island, and now I'm residing in Alaska. I'm a long way from home. Haha. Anyway, Robert will fuck you up.
Oh, gosh.
Ask permission before you take a picture of him. My best friend and I rode our bikes to East Martello one day, probably 6 years ago, read tipsy, and decided to take a picture of the guy without asking. We took a picture, looked at the phone display, and it looked as if we were spinning around and took it mid-spin. Didn't save it. Took it again. Same outcome. We realized we hadn't asked him, and we figured we were already fucked, so we tried to apologize profusely and sincerely and didn't take any more pictures. We head back to her house, and probably 50 feet from her house, the front tire of her newish bike completely shears off of the front fork, and she goes ass over tea kettle, scraping the absolute fucking shit out of both of her forearms and her chin. Yeah, I believe Robert is a thing.
Wow.
So, that's, I mean, nothing too wild there when you're comparing it to movies and all of that jazz, but
yeah, but I think that's why it's creepy, because it's not this like outrageous, the doll's trying to stab you with a kitchen knife, or the doll's like making dead people appear next to you, you know. It's like weird, mean things that he's doing to these people.
Yeah,
I don't like Robert. I don't understand why anyone kept him. What's wrong with Jean, and what was wrong with fucking Myrtle? And why is this guy in a museum? And if people, there's just so many questions. I guess they just want to make money. But like, if the belief is that this doll is demonic or whatever, why do you have it on display for people to look at? Get rid of it. Put it in a chest and throw it in the ocean.
But it's kind of like they gave a warning. If people aren't going to heed that, then...
No, but people are stupid. We know this. Yeah. We can't trust them to do the right thing.
It's true.
Can we go? I want to go.
I would love to. I don't really know what else is in Key West that would ever make us want to go there, but...
I don't know. Did you watch Bloodline?
Oh, yeah.
We just have a nice vacay.
Yeah, could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of drugs, lots of depressed people. Mm. Beautiful beaches, though. Wow. Okay. Robert. I don't like this story. I don't like the idea of a evil doll. It's gross and weird. I don't believe that he's possessed. I think that there was something wrong with Jean, and there's probably a lot more to the story. You know, clearly there was something wrong with Jean if he kept that doll until he was an adult and made a room for him in his home.
Yeah, and it's almost like he probably gave off some weird vibes.
Mm-hmm. Now people want it to be real so badly that they're lining up these unfortunate events with a doll in a museum. I don't know. I think the only way that I could truly believe in this is that if I went to Key West, saw Robert for myself, and then had something terrible happen to me. But I don't really want to test that theory, so...
Well, it's also, like, terrible things are... And not even that terrible things. You're going to fall down and skin your knee. You're going to accidentally cut yourself with a kitchen knife. I mean, these are things that just happen in life. So it kind of depends on how quickly it happens after. Like, maybe you're walking out the door of the museum and fall down the stairs. Okay. Like, get hit by a car. I'm on the same page. I don't think it was anything in particular about this doll, because... if he were actually trying to be evil or exact his revenge on people, I think he would be doing a little bit more than what he is now, making people's cameras
just break. It's like, maybe you just have a shitty camera.
Maybe things have progressed and you need to get off your LG flip phone.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, this, it gives me the creeps for sure. This is the type of scary that I don't like. It just is unsettling. But See, that's why I can watch movies like Annabelle, because I just don't believe it. I don't think that those things exist.
Yeah.
At least nothing has made me confident.
It's strange because I come across so many different objects that are supposedly cursed, or any of the owners die, this, that, and the other. A lot of them end up in museums or lost. But I just don't really know why anyone would attach themselves to an object when you could just be a ghost.
Right.
Just be a freewheeling ghost and do whatever you want, rather than a pot or a picture frame. I don't know. I would rather have a little bit more agency over myself rather than being a hairbrush or a doll.
But maybe that's something that we don't understand about, like, the spirit world or the spirit realm, whatever you want to call it.
I would rather be a weasel. I would rather be a Dalby spook.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Jeff was the ultimate. Robert, I'm not too convinced of.
Yeah, he's just not great. It did sound like something was going on with Gene, and maybe his parents just didn't pay enough attention to him.
Yeah, sounds like a case of bad parenting.